Hello, Sister Saints, Sister Deb.
Hey, this is Brother James.
From DoorParish.com.
That's where we're from.
Hey.
Well, we're from the Lord, actually. But...
Yeah. We're just going to share some witnessing with you.
Oh, we had a lot of witnessing today.
Oh, you know what? It's been loaded a lot lately, day after day. So we just like to share it once in a while with you because it's just to God be the glory for all of it.
Amen.
You know, we're just His workers and servants. And
we never know when it'll be our last time to keep sharing, so we want to share.
Right. We know it's an encouragement to other people out there, and everybody learns from everybody else. We love to hear about the witnessing that goes on with other people.
And not everybody's called to do what we do and don't get to witness as much as we do. So we hope that these edify. I teach, train, and encourage.
Yeah, right. So
it's all about God's glory, not ours. I got nothing. We got nothing. We just got the Word of God.
Oh, amen, for sure. What a precious gift that is,
too. Amen. It is.
Yeah, so this morning, it was awesome. Brother James got to witness before he was even, I don't even know if he had any of his coffee before he got to witness.
Nope, you made me coffee. I opened the door, I walked out, and I saw a man crawling out of his pickup truck. He was sleeping there. And I went and did something in the generator hut, and I saw his hood open. So I went over to go check on my neighbor to see if he was okay, and he was just checking his oil. Gave him a gospel card. He first called me brother, and then I walked away, and then he started talking about how the Christian faith is not all right, and the Muslim faith has more truth, and Jesus isn't really God. And I had to lovingly correct him, kind of rebuke him. He got a little agitated, but I was able to give him some truth, tell him he better test himself. So that was awesome. I got to witness to him.
Praise God. And then I
turned around and there was another man camping in his car. And I thought, I hope I get to witness to him.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I came in, had a couple sips of my coffee. I went out to shut the generator off. He came walking over and said, our battery is dead. Do you have a jumper cables? And I said, nope, but I got a jumper box. I got the jumper box out, went over, gave him and his wife the gospel. And so both people that were camped next to us both got the gospel. It was awesome.
That's awesome. And you said something about that jumper box. You know, we've used that to help people in the witnessing gone on from that.
Yeah, it's a little jumper box that helps jump your car battery. And I thought I'd get one in case we ever get stranded. So far, we've never needed it, but we've rescued many, many neighbors with it.
Yeah,
and they always get the gospel.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So then after that, we were deciding what we were going to do with our day.
Yeah, because the rain was coming in and out.
Yeah, the day before it got rained out, and then today we were like, okay, well, let's watch the weather. So in the meantime, I knew there was a thrift store down the road about maybe a 20-minute walk for me, and I said, hey, maybe I'll walk down there if you wanted to get the van situated for the day. And he said, yeah, that's a good idea. Then he was going to meet me down there, and he said, what'd you say to me?
I said, make sure you're ready with tracks. And she said, I'm ready. And I said, she's always ready with the tracks. I said, make sure you have some Anabaptist tracks. I said, you may see some Anabaptists there. And what did you say, Sister Debbie?
Yeah, I said, you know, that's funny. All these years, because we're in an area that we're very, very familiar with. I said, all these years, and I've never seen an Anabaptist in that thrift store. And I used to go there all the time. And I said, but I'll be ready.
Yep.
And so Brother James, he drove by as I was on my way there, and he went in. And I was there shortly after, and as I was walking into the parking lot, there was a man I saw him walking away from our van, and then he stopped and he was looking at it again because they had all the signs on it, the gospel signs.
Yeah.
And so when I got through into the parking lot, he was standing by his car and he turned around again, and I said, hey, I happen to see you looking at the van. I didn't know if you're looking for my husband. He's inside the store if you want to talk to him. And I gave him a gospel card and I told him to feel free to contact Brother James on the email because he said he had to get going, and he thanked me for it, so that was nice. And
Good job, Sister Debbie.
Yeah, I went in the store and I met up with Brother James, and then what happened?
I saw her back looking at some shirts and stuff, and I walked up and I said, Sister Debbie, you're on call. Two Amish women walked in the front of the thrift store.
Oh, it was so funny.
With little, cute little girls.
Yeah.
They were like 2 feet tall.
Precious little souls. And they were smiling at me. So I walked right over there, and they're smiling at me, and I said hi to them. And the ladies, they smiled, and one was more friendly than the other. So I was able to give them both a gospel card, which they both took right away.
Our special Anabaptist card.
Yep, Anabaptist card. And I talked to him for a little bit, but it was kind of crowded in the aisle. There was another lady trying to get through, so I only had a few minutes with him, which was good. And then I left him with the fact, one of them was, she's like, oh, was that your van out there? She was like a little bit more animated than the other one.
Sometimes, they're usually pretty dry and quiet.
Yeah. And so that was nice. She seemed like she was listening. The other one was just kind of looking at me, maybe just being polite. And so I told him, I said, you know, Brother James would love to hear from your husbands or elders. Please give these to them and have them contact us.
I'm not holding my breath.
No.
Because they never do. But
they have.
That was a good offer.
Yeah.
We always offer that.
Exactly. Yep.
We love them. We'd like to help them.
Oh, yeah. I told him, I said, we love to speak to anybody that loves to talk about the faith.
Amen.
And so
then we went down the road and the weather cleared. And what did we go do, Sister Debbie?
We got to go stand out on the streets and preach the gospel. It was awesome.
We went out to one of our favorite busy tourist towns and we held gospel signs for a bunch of hours. And wow, I street preached and did we give out the gospel cards. And it was kind of a mixed bag day. We had a lot of people driving by screaming Satan at us.
Oh, yeah, that was
a lot
weird.
Today.
A whole bunch of them, hail Satan.
Yep, and some of them, it's crazy. Some of them drive by and yell vulgar, vile words with little children all around. And I usually tell them, sir, you shouldn't talk like that in front of your little children. I hope you repent as they're driving by.
Yeah.
And then we had quite a few people thanking us, saying we're right, judgment's coming, as they're out entertaining themselves, living worldly.
Oh, yeah, a woman came over to me and she said, oh, I didn't want it because I offered her a gospel card. She goes, no, I don't want one. She goes, but you're right, you're right. And then she kept walking.
A lot of people know that the judgment's coming, but they're too afraid to change their life, come out of the world, and they're just thinking they're going to get away with it, but it's not going to happen. And then I did talk to two young men. We sat down to take a break. We hardly ever sit down.
They have benches all along
benches
there.
And they walked right up while I was sitting down, and they talked to me, and I had about a 15-minute talk with them. The one was drinking. He denied it, but I used to be a drunk. I know he was drinking. Yeah, they just came from a bachelor party.
Yeah.
And he was Roman Catholic, and we had a good talk. It got a little edgy at the end, but I was able to give them the gospel and pour truth into them, and it didn't get out of control. Always caution men, never witness to people that are really inebriated. If someone's had a few drinks, you might be able to still witness to them. They're in control. They're not slurring.
Yeah,
they're not
talking,
aggressive.
Talking, having a conversation.
But if somebody's a drunk, never witness to them. Turn and walk away. It's not good. It's not wise. Don't do it. But this one went pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Because the one guy wasn't too, I think he was sober.
They weren't really that
And
bad,
he took the gospel card. And he came by later and tried to high-five me. So I don't know if they were a little bit of mockers, but they did say, yeah, you did say a lot of truth, and I agree with you on that, and we'll have to think about that. So it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was funny how they just kind of walked up and just stood right in front of us.
Yeah, they walked up and stood right in front of us for 15 minutes. We were sitting down.
Yeah, that's
but
awesome.
But it was a great day in the streets.
Yeah, praise God for that. Yeah. Yep. And then we came to our parking spot, and we're working online, and
talked to a brother on the phone and shared some scripture verses.
Yeah, he said, pick some scripture verses. So we did, and then I was just going to read the... I gave Brother James my four scripture verses that
and
he
I read. Them for,
Yep, he read it for...
But she's going to read them, but just a note on the witnessing. So whether you witness a little bit or you witness all the time, be flexible in how you witness.
Right.
Always be prepared, and God will use you. And sometimes it's going to come in bucket loads, and other times it's going to be a little bit smaller opportunities. But always be ready. Always be walking in the Spirit. Always be looking. Be flexible.
Right.
That's the key to witnessing, is walking in the Spirit every day. Because no sooner than you're not ready walking in the Spirit, you're going to miss opportunities to witness the gospel.
Oh, right. And then when you said like bucket loads and stuff, the past handful of days, well, it's usually, it could be like super busy for us for a long time, but it was funny. I think on the way here, the first night that we were going to go, and then we ended up getting rained out the next day we left, but we came back. On that day that we were coming here, we were handing out gospel cards left and right.
Yeah.
It was like, I can't even count.
Gas
there was
stations,
a whole bunch
stores,
of
stores, people along the road, all over the place.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, praise God for that.
Yeah, so it's good. It's a good thing to be flexible, to be ready, and God will use people that are ready to preach the gospel. And we, this side of heaven, I can't think of anything better than to go out, share the gospel, share hope, truth, and life in this dying, dead world. And God gives us the opportunity to do it. And we like to edify, teach, and encourage other people to do it, no matter how they do it, in their own life.
Right.
Whether they're housewives, dads working, whatever.
Right. And I was going to say, this morning, I think it was, that I was talking to you, and I said, you know, my mindset has kind of changed from the beginning when we went out. I used to, my first thought was, like, oh, I hope there's a sheep out there. Maybe we're going to find a sheep. And that was kind of like what I was zeroed in on. And I knew it's all to the glory of God. But as we go through this and we mature and do it more, now I see, because coming in the darker end times, the great falling away, there's going to be less and less and less.
Yeah.
What I see is more of the glory of God is being upheld, and we're standing. God has saved us from Satan. Christ came and he's delivered us. He set us free for those of us who have repented and following after him.
Amen.
And so the glory of God for us to just stand there against the fiery darts, Ephesians 6.
Yep.
Yeah, doing all we have to stand.
Yeah, and we get to proclaim, and we know that it's probably more for people's condemnation than their salvation, but that's okay because it still glorifies God. In fact, that man that was drinking today asked me, how could a loving God create hell? And I said, he created it to hold all the people that choose hell versus him. And he looked at me and I said, you've got a choice. You don't have to go there. And that changed the whole mindset, because everybody thinks God created hell and he's just casting people in there at his free will. No, it's your will that's sending you to hell. And so we get to go to remind people they can turn their will, they can change. God wants none to perish, 2 Peter 3:9 says. So we get to go to remind people in the dark world as they're living their lives, they're entertaining themselves, they're worried about all the events going on. We get to stand right in the middle and cry out the gospel and make people go, what? I wasn't even thinking about that.
That makes me think of the story a long time ago when you were working in the corporate world as a Christian. That man that said he was headed into a baseball game.
Football game,
A football game, and he heard a preacher.
Yep. Yeah, he was a worldly Roman Catholic guy, and he heard a street preacher, and I had witnessed to him a lot, and he said the street preacher was saying stuff that he agreed with. And he said, I wanted to stand and listen to the street preacher and go talk to him, and a bunch of his friends and work buddies said, don't go over there. Come on, let's go into the game. And they swept him away. But that street preacher was speaking seeds of truth into him, giving him the Holy Spirit, giving him evidence for the Holy Spirit, or works, words and truth for the Holy Spirit to use to convict this man.
Right.
And he felt conviction. But he told me he felt bad. He never went and talked to the street preacher, and he followed all of his worldly friends into the football game.
Yeah, and you know, there are a lot of times we see that. In fact, today, I don't know if you saw this. I forgot to tell you about this. When you were walking, there was two women. They were looking at me. One of them was reaching her hand out for the card, a gospel card, and the other one kept shaking her head.
Yeah, I did see
no,
it.
No, you
I did. See
okay,
that.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, because I think it was right after we crossed the busy street, and the other one was trying to get in the way of me handing the card to her, and I stuck it around, and the other one took it, and I was like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's like Satan trying to get that card away. We see that a lot. We'll see somebody listening, especially little children.
Oh,
they'll stop
and the
listen.
Children. They're always trying to steal the children away from us.
And mom, I saw that today. There was a little blonde-headed boy. He was like looking.
Smiling.
He was missing a tooth. And all of a sudden, his mom was mad.
Yep.
She came right over there, and she had her hand on the back of his head and was like pushing him
away. Yeah,
and
these same people will take their children into weird, wild, carnal, occult places. But all we're doing is preaching Jesus, and they sweep the kids away from us.
Yeah, we can only hope. Oh, go ahead.
I had one guy today, last story I got from today. One guy today, older guy, walking with his wife, and he purposely put his hand up by his eyes and away from me, and he said to his wife out loud, don't make eye contact and we'll be okay. Don't make eye contact and we'll be okay, as he walked by me. I never approach people. I preach and they can walk by, and if they want to talk to me, I'll talk to them. And when he passed by and I purposely said, you can hide from the street preacher today. You will not hide from the wrath of God. I said, in Revelation, it says that people will be asking for the rocks to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. And he heard me. I said, you can hide today, sir, but you will not hide on Judgment Day. Repent. We love you. That's why we're out here. So we just hope things like that will stick in people. And then I know the Holy Spirit's out there working, and he can use those things from the Word of God to convict people and hopefully guide them to the truth of God. It's out of our hands. We just do our job, and then we say, our job's done here. Time to go on.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And that kind of goes with one of the scripture verses I
absolutely you share your scripture verses, Sister Debbie.
Yeah, so like we were saying, Brother James said for everyone to bring four scripture verses, and so Brother James read mine, and so I'll read the four to you here. Ezekiel 22:30, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Yeah, and like, what did you say about that?
Yeah.
Pretty barren, pretty ominous.
Yeah, pretty barren, yeah.
Yeah. Isaiah 6:8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me.
We'll
I don't know.
Send
I get
us,
so
Lord.
Excited when I listen to her.
Send
when I
us,
see that.
We'll go.
I love that. Yeah, it's like, who's
what better
go
could
for
we
the
do?
Lord? Yeah,
what better
praise
could we
God.
Do?
Ezekiel 33:9, and this is kind of a theme. It's kind of like why we go. It says, nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Out there warning, yep. Warning people. And then this right here, Matthew 25:23. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things.
Yeah.
Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. I love that.
That reminds me. I know I meet a lot of men that call me, and they want to go and be these preachers in Africa and street preachers all over, but they don't even tell their coworkers or their neighbors the gospel. So you got to be faithful in the small things, yep. And then God will see that you've been faithful, and then he'll elevate you up in ministry to do other things.
Right. One upon another.
Yep.
They all build up
yep.
to be a big pile
yeah.
of good works.
And last thing I wanted to say today, neither Sister Debbie and I felt very good at all. Sister Debbie didn't sleep good last night. I had a bunch of issues, and I said, I got to ask the Lord to give me what I need. And you know what? The best part of my day today was out preaching, holding right. a gospel sign. I felt great. The beginning of the day, I didn't feel good. And after we were done, I felt like I got rolled over by a truck.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty good now. But the best day physically, the best time of the day was going out preaching. So maybe that's just an encouragement to you that if you walk in the Spirit,
yep.
I really believe this. If you walk in the Spirit, a lot of times that flesh is put down. It doesn't mean your issue went away. It's just put down. It's kind of out of mind. You're walking in the Spirit and you do the job that God calls you to do. And it reminds me, like when people are tortured unto death, I believe that the Spirit rises up in them
yeah.
and it gives them the ability to die well for the Lord. And we get to go and preach well for the Lord even when we don't feel good.
Right. And as you say that, I've been sharing that with sisters, how, you know, God may just help you instead of trying to get rid of physical issues and stuff, because we know women have a lot of physical issues. Men do too, but
yep.
you know, I'm talking to women. And so I've had so many different ones that I bear with all the time. But God rises me above it, like Brother James said. When we're walking in the Spirit, you know, even if I was like, had horrible pain, as we go out on the streets, even if I still have it, it's like you rise above that, and it's with the Spirit and the Word and the Lord and all that matters.
Yeah, when your flesh is weak, you really rely more on the Spirit.
Oh,
so I
yes.
think God allows that to happen. Because if we had a strength and a real strong physical nature, you might not rely on the Spirit so much. And that's why he uses the weak things to confound the foolish things.
That.
And so, yeah, that's just an encouragement to you to rise up over those physical issues, those fleshly, emotional issues, and set your heart and mind on the kingdom of God and do what he's called
right.
you to do.
Amen.
And he will give you the power to do it.
Praise God. Well, that was kind of like a buffet of all different kinds
Amen.
Of
that's
thoughts.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That encouraged me just hearing what we did today.
Oh, I know. That's awesome.
The day goes by
it.
So fast, sometimes I can't even remember what we did, and then I got to go back and think about it, and it's like, praise God.
And it's a good way to share with the sisters.
Amen.
All right. Hey, we love you, sisters.
Go out and have a glorious day, night, or evening, whatever it is,
yeah.
wherever you are all over the world.
Right. Praise God. We love you all.
May God be praised.